I don't care if the house is packed or the strings of light are broken. I don't care if the gifts are wrapped or there's nothing here to open. Love is not a toy, and no paper will conceal it. Love is simply joy that I'm home. I don't care if the carpet's stained, we've got food upon our table. I don't care if it's gonna rain, our little room is warm and stable. 'Cause love is who we are, and no season can contain us. Love would never fall for that. I sing, ooh, 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 let love lead us. Love is Christmas. Why so scared that you'll mess it up when perfection keeps you haunted? All we need is your best, my love. That's all anyone ever wanted. 'Cause love is how we do it. Let no judgment overrule it. Love, I look to you and I sing. I sing, ooh.
Walk away too soon. Oh my goodness. So that Sarah Bareilles, I don't know, did she write that song or is that just, yeah. Kath is very great about sending the music ahead of time each week, and I just had one of those weeks that I saw it, but I didn't listen to it, and I love Sarah Bareilles, and so last night I was like, oh, I didn't listen to the songs, which is a little late, you might say, for but I knew it was still the right topic, and I listened to that song, and I just wept. And I realized, you know, the title of the album has a little picture of little Sarah Bareilles with no teeth standing in front of the tree in her PJs and her onesies, right? Which we all hopefully have a picture of that of ourselves. And it's just such a rich time, and it can be a really painful time. You know, it's wound all together, right? Because we lose people that we love, and we lose relationships, right? Things change. And as I listened to that song, I mean, I just replayed my grandparents and my dad and my mom and all, even the stuff I wish didn't happen, right? Like arguing over who's going to do whatever. All of that kind of fades away, and you touch into this experience of love and connection. And that is Christmas. It is the story of Christmas. And of course, there's a lot of cultural and religious, shall I say baggage? I'll just say coverings. Yes, that's right. God said, don't say that. I said it. God doesn't talk. I mean, kind of. All right, I'm gonna stop. So we're looking at this capacity of love through the lens of Christmas and Advent. And our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, said this of love, that in reality, there is only one love, divine love. When humans express divine love in limited ways, they make a separation in consciousness. And their expression of love becomes personal instead of universal. But it's still the fullness of divine love that we are tapping into, and that we can become aware of, that the source of all life and love is our source. We are one with it. And so we can begin to root into the fullness of that love and express that beyond our personalities and limitations. It's not always easy, right? It is this separation in our understanding that Jesus of Nazareth sought to mend, that there is no separation between us and the divine. As he embodied and expressed love beyond his own personality, that those that were in his presence were in the presence of love as God is love, in the presence of compassion, as we can imagine the presence of God to be compassionate, beyond personhood. We just understand it as people through an identity of personhood. But God is not a person, but a principle that is the source of all life and all love. And we are expressions of it. I've got a lot here. You ready? It's going to be great. So today we're contemplating the fullness of this love and this that the life and the message of Jesus of Nazareth so fully illuminated, but not in a place that, not from an angle that makes us separate from it. It's to illuminate what is possible for us as well. This is the depth of the Christmas celebration as we prepare for and celebrate the birth of what we call in unity the Christ consciousness within our own awareness. You can call it, as Eric Butterworth would say, bubblegum ice cream. Whatever resonates with you, don't let that Christ consciousness idea stop you if there is, he didn't say that, I said that on behalf of Eric Butterworth. All right, I had a little too much coffee. I'm good. But the point is, don't let the word or the phrase hold you back from identifying your own divine nature, your own true light that has come into the world through you uniquely and purposefully. So it is that celebration, the Christ consciousness, the Christ as a divine idea of the perfect human, meaning the spiritual aspect expressing through the human, exists eternally, comes into us individually through our own birth, of course, But it is not literally being birthed. It is being birthed in our awareness. It already exists. The invitation is, do we know it? Is it making its way in our awareness? And then, as like anything that is birthed, we attend to it and grow it, and it grows us. Anybody who's been a parent can speak to that. Painfully sometimes. Grows us, yes. So while we experience love as an emotion or a sentimentality that can come and go based on circumstances, divine love is not limited to time and space or the fickleness of our moods. Divine love, as Charles Fillmore said, is the great harmonizer and healer of humankind. He also said that love in divine mind is the idea of universal unity. In expression, it is the power that joins and binds together the universe and everything in it. Love is a harmonizing, constructive power. Now, unlike our love, which we are learning to extend and grow, divine love is impersonal. It loves for the sake of loving. It is not concerned with what or who it loves, nor with a return of love. Like the sun, its joy is the shining forth of its own nature. Oh, that's our nature. That's why we don't feel so great when we're out of alignment, right? When we're in judgment, when we're disconnected from ourselves, from others, and certainly from the divine. Because our nature is love. Now we come to that infamous quote in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life." Which we know, taken literally, has been understood that unless you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. It's a literal teaching of that. But considered metaphysically, beyond the literal, beyond what it's saying literally, what is that telling us about the nature of us? The Christ of us, the eternal truth of us, is of God itself. It is the aspect of us that cannot perish, the aspect of us, the soul, the spirit of us, that will return to that source. And attuning to that presence and that power now strengthens us to live fully now. It's not about what happens when we leave this earth. It's about living fully from the love and the life that we are now. Now, I've told you that I've used this quote before, but that the great German mystic Meister Eckhart expanded on this particular statement by saying this statement that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He said, God never begot but one son, but the eternal is forever begetting the only begotten. I know that's a lot of begetting and begotten, and you're just speak English, lady. Okay, hang on a minute. Meaning that God, divine mind, as the one true source of all life, is forever giving itself in all of creation. Didn't just happen once. This one person fully embodied it and knew it. And lived like he knew it, and loved like he knew it. He's our example, not our exception. Just to be clear, Reverend Paul Hasselbeck defines the Christ this way. Christ is not a name or a person, but a pattern. The divine idea for the spiritual human. Christ is the name of the perfect pattern of wholeness that is present in everything. It is what we are saying to our children, we see that in you, even though what you did this morning drove me crazy. Now, I know the truth of you. And I want to see that and let that be your guiding light as soon as possible. Of course, we have to know it in ourselves, too, to do that as fully as possible for our children. So Eric Butterworth says this of that key to expand that teaching in John 3:16. In other words, the only begotten Son, which John 3:16 is referring to, is that within you and me that is begotten only of God. This is the one Son, the one daughter. This is the divine spark. This is the God self of you. This is what Paul refers to as Christ in you, the hope of glory. And whosoever liveth and believeth on this divine self within shall not die in the sense of experiencing any kind of deterioration in life. In life. Which, I know this is a lot, I might say it again, which in truth is just the falling away from the true awareness of our oneness with God. Our deterioration stems from our falling away from who we are in spirit. So when we know that, and when we follow that, the deterioration limits. We're back to experiencing the wholeness of life. Even as we age, even as we struggle with a health issue, we know the truth of our being cannot be altered. It is of divine life and love and health and wholeness itself. So, this awareness was birthed and nurtured through the personhood of Jesus, who perceived it so fully and called it forth as his own spiritual nature, demonstrating and revealing the fullness of the Christ of his being. And he encouraged his followers to do the same. You too are the light of the world. Don't hide it. Quit looking to me to be your light. You are it. To know and to live like they knew that God so loved them, that God gave them, which is a part of itself. That is the story of this whole, the meat of this whole Christ and Christmas. You don't look as excited as I'd hoped. It is to say that within us all is a divine pattern that is one with the source of life itself. And when we know that and claim that, there is nothing that we can't do or be. Because we are calling upon a source that is infinite, that is responsible for the creation of all that we see and all that we are. This is the depth of the Christmas story. Reverend Eric Butterworth goes on to talk about a third dimensional Christmas. Uh-oh, did I skip a page? No, I'm good. He says this, because you see, the true Christmas beyond this surface level of lights and trees and songs and gifts, wonderful though they may be, they are a reflection of something much deeper and much more personal. Even deeper than the celebrated birth of Jesus of Nazareth. Again, a fabulous, wonderful thing. But we miss the point if we don't take it further within ourselves. That is the third dimensional Christmas. The Christmas of the inner self deals with giving oneself, which actually involves a giving way to our greater potential. Let me read that again. The Christmas of the inner self deals with giving oneself, which actually involves a giving way to a greater potential. So we're contemplating within ourselves that which is in us that we connect with, right? It's that that we call upon when we're challenged in a situation to take a higher road, right? To perhaps take a breath, to perhaps lean into something and say, tell me more, when we really want to run the other way. To be with ourselves and our own discomfort and confusion in a way that is not punishing or judging, but again, to hold, to connect with the fullness of love, the fullness that we can experience, and bring that light into the situation. It's not always easy, but I think that's because we're not practiced at it. We're practiced at the reaction. We're practiced at the human limitation, right? Be that being right or being the victim. We tend to have a preferred one. But there is that within us, that divine pattern within us, that fullness of life and love of God itself, by whatever name and nature you know it, that will illuminate within you the perfect next step, the perfect pattern. Because you know why? It knows you as itself. And so as you try, as I try, to figure out what that means, I usually go over here. Oh, let me try this over here. No, go back in. Go back in here. And I will illuminate you. I will support you. I will guide you. This is the fullness of love that so eloquently was exhibited by Jesus and was an invitation for all of us to know the light and the love and the power and the presence of God, not somewhere out here punishing sometimes, sometimes missing, but in here. It's a process that is at the heart of the Christmas story, a process that reveals the depth of us to contain the essence of the one source of all that is. And I can think of no greater experience to bring us these qualities of hope and peace and love and finally joy, which we will get to next week. So as think about this, as you tune into this fullness of love, as you spend time with your family and friends, I think it was Eckhart Tolle we were just saying the other day, if you think you're spiritually evolved, go spend a week with your family. And to be clear, this doesn't mean that we put ourselves in harm's way and tolerate neglect or abuse or no, we don't love through that. The act of love in that is usually we get out of that situation. That's a first stance of love in that situation. So I'm not saying love your way through inappropriate or painful or abusive situations. I'm not suggesting that. The love that you would turn to in that moment is the love for yourself. But as you make your way through the holidays and through the experience of joy and generosity and cheer and all of that, and perhaps some challenges, perhaps some stress, connect with this idea that within you is an opening to the fullness of divine love itself. And as you love and as you are loved, you are experiencing the divine in the world. How fully can we do that this season? So let's take a time of meditation to connect with this more personally. Just invite you to take a breath. I'll ring the singing bowl, which is tuned to our heart chakra, bringing us from our head to our heart. Just take a breath and invite your physical body to relax. closing your eyes if that feels comfortable for you. Letting that the deepening of your breath call your attention inward, as we've been talking about. The invitation of Advent is an invitation to attune to the light within you, however you know it, however you connect with it. So feeling the support of the chair behind you and the ground below you, taking a breath into your heart space where we so frequently connect with that power of love. Breathing into that place, just let that idea percolate through you in this moment, that God so loved you that it gave part of itself to you, to inhabit you through your life experience on earth. There's nothing you need to do or can do to change this. This is the foundation of your being. You too experienced a holy birth. That there is that of you that is of your family lineage, and there is that of you that is of the Creator itself. For God so loved you that it gave part of itself to you. The energy, the essence of wisdom, faith, understanding, love, life. And God so loved the whole world, all of creation, that it gave itself as the ultimate source of hope, peace, love, and joy. In some way, knowing that without this awareness within us, we will suffer and we will cause suffering. So we tune into the depth of this now, that within your being lives the love of the divine. Free, first of all, for you, as you endure the experience of being human, the joys, the triumphs, the failures, the losses. Divine love is within you, supporting you, guiding you. It's within those who love you, who support you. So call upon that love, that light within you. It will not forsake you. Look to that love when you are scared, when you are lonely, when you are confused. It will guide you. And it won't guide you anywhere you can't go, because it knows your capacity. The invitation of Christmas is for you to know this love as your own. This is the gift of love that we are called to unwrap within ourselves, and from which we truly come to give love to each other. This is the love that never ends, that is unfailing, that is not boastful. This is the love we know. Resides within our being if we have the courage to own it, to express it, to be it in the world. And it is from this indwelling love within ourselves that we share with each other, and that we are healed and made whole despite the pain and disappointment we endure in our human experience. So we give thanks for the presence of divine love moving through us now. And we make clear the way to know it more fully each day. For this is the love that heals and sets us free. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope that you found something meaningful in our service. If you'd like to learn more about us or make a donation in support of what we do here, visit unitydenver.org. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. every Sunday. We hope to see you sometime in person.